If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good and you?
Good, thank you. So, interesting time, 5G launching, that is purely through Vodacom at the moment. What does it mean? You know, it's so confusing, this whole 5G thing. First I thought that it was about Chinese surveillance, then I thought it's about, then we were told it spreads COVID like wildfire, all of which turned out to be rubbish. Just what is it?
Well, I can tell you, the way minds go in these times is pretty crazy. 5G is simply a technology. It cannot do any of the things that you've mentioned, and it's absolutely crazy how the hysteria around this. But again, you know, there's an old adage that you can never argue with a fool, because a fool will always beat you with experience. So let's not get philosophical. 5G is simply the next generation of mobile technology, and it brings massive, massive changes in every single respect of communication technology. I mean, we all get used to the technology we use. We're probably quite happy with the service we're getting. Occasionally we moan and groan about dropped calls and bad data signals, but overall we're probably pretty happy with the level of connectivity that we have. The problem is we don't know what we don't know, and we don't know what we don't have as yet. And the evolution from 2G to 3G to 4G to 5G now has been pretty insane, and I don't believe it's slowing down anytime soon. But the key benefits of 5G are far greater and more efficient use of radio spectrum, number one. And the benefit of that is simply the sheer speed and ability to connect more people more effectively in a much better manner than older technologies. So it's not simply an update to 4G. It's a complete rewrite of how radio waves work, how multiple antennas work, how the actual signals are coded, and it makes 5G far more like fiber. So for example, Vodacom are not the first with 5G in South Africa, but they are the first mobile network with true mobile 5G. In other words, if you put a 5G, or if you put your Vodacom SIM into any phone, go wandering around Sandton, Melrose, Morningside area, your phone will if it's a 5G phone, and there's only one at the moment, which is the LG V50, that phone will then automatically switch to 5G and allow faster and more accurate connectivity to the network. But where it really will start making a big difference is down the road, when you're trying to get millions of people connected to ultra high speed networks. 5G will do it with ease, where 4G would simply slow down to nothing. And we've seen that in this COVID time, with everyone working from home, the networks have all taken strain, and most people have noticed that their 4G connections have been a little spotty or a hell of a lot slower than they used to be. And 5G will fix all of that. So I hope that gives a bit of a summary of what 5G is and isn't.
Right. So, how does it help if our phones won't connect to 5G anyway?
Well, it's just started. Vodacom love this. They love being the first to anything. And what they've done, they've got about 20 different antenna floating around, I think, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Pretoria for the moment. But they will be rapidly deploying these base stations across the country. And once it starts, it begins. So right now, it's highly constrained. As I said, if you're in the, if you're in Johannesburg, where our sort of radio coverage is, you can pick it up in most of Hyde Park, Sandton, Sandhurst, Melrose Arch, and those areas. No problem. I've tried it. It works. It's fast, incredibly fast. And it's entirely seamless. You don't even notice what's going on. Your phone will automatically pick up the best signal and connect. The big difference is the responsiveness of 5G. So even on a mobile phone, when you click on a website, it pops up instantly on 5G, where you didn't even realize it was taking a bit of time on 4G. So it's not just the speed of the connection, it's how responsive it is, the ping time between you and the servers. That's improved dramatically. And it will roll out more and more and more. And Samsung have noted that they're going to be bringing 5G to very inexpensive phones in the 5,000 to 10,000 rand range this year. So just like every other technology, you don't really know you want it until you have it. And it just becomes part of the background. But it will allow a lot more connections. It will allow a lot more things to happen. So telemedicine, the ability to replace areas that just don't have fixed connectivity. And what Vodacom have done in those areas where you can get it, you can get massive 800 gig packages for around about 1400 rand a month on fixed 5G. They're selling Huawei and Nokia terminals to do that. So more and more across South Africa and across the world, you're going to see 5G rolling out really rapidly. It will not be bringing any diseases or anything going on, other than it will absolutely improve your mobile or your connectivity experience to the point where you won't even notice that you're using a fixed versus a mobile connection. And that's the key. Mobile will always be a little slower, or not a little slower, but a little less reliable than fixed fiber. But it certainly is going to make a big difference to a lot of things. I mean, if you want to rapidly move from one building to another and yet stay with massive connectivity like you have at your office, you can do it with 5G. So I think it's a great thing that Vodacom have finally broken out. It's the first 5G network, well, the second. RAN is the first 5G network, but it's the second and only commercial mobile 5G network in Africa right now. And it's a big deal. I think it's going to, the other networks are going to respond. We're going to see MTN and the rest doing what they have to do to bring on 5G. And I think we're going to see a rapid growth of 5G during 2020, despite the whole pandemic nonsense. So it's a big deal. It's a big start. And I think, as usual, Vodacom want to be number one, and they are. They're out there. You can use it. It actually does work. Very limited phones, but more and more coming, including the iPhone towards the end of the year, will be 5G ready. And we're all going to be thinking, oh, well, what's next? Let's move on to 6G.
Yeah, why is it taking so long? Absolutely incredible. Stephen Ambrose, thank you, as always, for bringing us, just like Vodacom, bringing us the latest information first. It is 8:46.